Now, obviously, whatever the ethnic group, the actions of a few dozen should not impugn an entire community of thousands of people. Okay, I want to make that very clear. President Trump has used this fraud to make rather, to me, shockingly bigoted comments about Somalis in general, including you, but the entire Somali community in Minnesota. He did it yesterday and he did it again today. Let's run some of that.
These Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. She should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota. She should not be, and her friends shouldn't be allowed. Frankly, they shouldn't even be allowed to be congresspeople, okay? They shouldn't even be allowed to be congresspeople because they don't represent the interests of our country.
It's pretty shocking to hear it, although I don't know how shocked you are at this point anymore. But Somali immigrants in general, you in particular, have been the target of his attacks for a long time. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shocked because we know that the president oftentimes resorts to very bigoted, xenophobic, Islamophobic, racist rhetoric when he is trying to scapegoat and deflect from the actual failures that he has himself.